He went to school in Atlanta. Where'd you go to school, Pop?
Atlanta. And did he graduate?
No, ma'am. He went to the 10th grade. Well, I was about the middle of the 10th, I think he was about the 10th grade. Of course, then you didn't have 11 grades.
Yeah. Let's see here. Do you know when his parents were born?
His daddy was born in North Carolina and his mother was born in Waycross. No, Beach, a little place out from Waycross.
Do you know anything about his grandparents?
His granddaddy just died and he was 90 some odd years old.
Well, didn't
he say? Papa, where were your grandparents born and raised? Where
County.
Where County. Beaches and wet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you.
His father's people came from Baldwin County. See those little places? They were farmers then, mostly. Those communities have been done away with.
Well, what is the reason for Everett's being? Did it used to be a farm community?
No, ma'am. When my grandmother's brother, they were Everett's.
Uh-huh.
And he came down here and brought up a lot of his land. There was no railroad in here. The Southern came in. Well, they were going to put the Seaboard Railroad through.
Uh-huh.
He went up to Norfolk and told them, if they would come through here, that he would give them the right of way. He owned the property from the river bridge to Bladen. And he gave them the right of way. Well, when they, in their little settlement, see, the people come in, this place used to be incorporated.
Uh-huh.
Had streets and everything. But instead of going like they were going, they came through here and then they named the town Everett.
That's very interesting. Well, I noticed there's an Everett store on down that way. Now,
well,
same.
No.
Central people.
Now the reason it was Everett City, there was another little place over on the AB&C Railroad, not far from here, that they called Everett too.
Oh.
So they put City on this and called it Everett City. But after that little place folded up, they took the city off.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so
the post office didn't for years and years. They still had Everett City, but the station was just Everett.
Yeah, well, on one of my maps it says Everett City, and on the other map
that's
it just says Everett.
Well, that's the reason.
Uh-huh. But then the other Everett doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. It was over, it was more like a tie camp.
Uh-huh.
Where they cut cross ties.
Uh-huh.
You know, this country used to be, they just had tie camps all over the place. I've seen ties just loaded from just as far as you go that way and that way on both railroads.
For goodness
train
sake.
Would stop and pick them up.
Well, what were the ties made out of? What
made kind? Out of hot cypress and hot pine.
Uh-huh. And then did they creosote them? Or
no, what? They couldn't. They creosote that hot stuff. It's too hard.
Oh.
They used them as it was.
Uh-huh.
Well, then after they finally used up all that stuff, I guess that hot stuff, I've seen log that they got 5 and 6 cross ties out of one log. It would stand that high, just a hard.
Good, gracious a lot.
That was the original. See, they knew how to split them out, cut the cross ties
uh-huh.
out.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
When I was a child, that's the way people made the living in this country, mostly.
Uh-huh.
See, it's not a farming country. Glenn County is too low for farming.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well,
then
was that the way Everett City made its living, too?
Well, yes, at that time, see, there was